You are listening to the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Noel Roldan with you tonight. And DJ, let's see, Hunter Hornstein is going to be alongside in sets two and three. And we also have a guest coming in the middle, halfway through set number one. Julia Harankar from Mills College will be alongside. And she is an injured cyclone. And she's agreed to sit in with us, Swag. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm pretty excited too, Stu, and it's always nice to hear a perspective from the other team.
And one of the players on the other team, not just a fan, but an injured player.
Do we know what her major is?
We don't, but we're going to when she comes in here. I know that she went to Mendocino High School, but that's about all I know of her other than she's a 5'7 junior. And she did twist her right ankle badly, blocking a shot at some point, and Hunter Hornstein is now giving us the starting lineups. We'll have the national anthem and all the starters from both squads coming up in just a moment. The Penguin swag, I'm happy to report, after all of their road trips and going all over the place, tonight is pink night, by the way. They're on a five-game winning streak.
Five-game, Mr. Horn, and it's great to see because they really turned around their season kind of last minute. I mean, they're on the last leg, and they're on a five-game winning streak. That every single game that's coming up is very winnable. You can't, you know, look past any opponent, but at the same time, they've gone bat to bat with all the teams that are coming up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Swag and I will be here for the side out against Holy Names. Love it when Holy Names comes to the Conlon Center.
A big rival.
Yeah, it's our biggest rival, I'd say, in the NC2A Division II. And then the ladies leave for Hawaii. They'll play BYU Hawaii away, Chaminade, and Hawaii Pacific. Then back home November 7th, they'll be here against the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. One more road trip down to Fresno Pacific on November 12th, and then back home to finish things up against RU on Friday, November 15th, and the final night, senior night, against Azusa Pacific. And that's actually going to be a 3 o'clock side out Saturday afternoon, November 16th. Otherwise, everything, all the other side outs will go at 6 o'clock p.m. as the Mills College ladies are being announced now. By the way, Mills College hasn't been here at the Conlon Center in quite some time, and Peter Yee is the head coach for Mills College, who so far swag, and by the way, they're NC2A Division III, are Mills, in their third year in Division III. Peter Yee, the head coach, they're 0-19. Against the Penguins, who, as you mentioned, are surging 7-14, winning five in a row. So on paper, it seems like the Penguins should have an easy go tonight, relatively speaking. And the Cyclones, furthermore, have only 9 on the squad.
This is a very small squad. I mean, they only have 10 girls, but one of them's on the bench right now, as we saw. So I think this is also the first. This is the first squad that I've seen that's undersized compared to the Penguins.
Yeah, considerably, with the exception of their high scorer Nina Chandrasana, who's a 5'11 senior out of Cathedral City. So the starters tonight for Mills College will be Kate Smith, a libero player. She's a 5'5 freshman out of Vancouver, Washington. Chandrasana, the high scorer, a 5'11 senior out of Cathedral City. Emma Baumeister, a 5'8 sophomore out of Norco, California. Quinn Hanrahan, a 6'2" senior out of Seattle. Courtney Jacobson, a 5'7" senior out of Sacramento. She went to McClatchy High School. That's my alma mater.
I hate McClatchy.
Well, I hear you.
Only because they beat us in the last round of playoffs to go to sections in high school.
Well, I think it was probably a different year, though. I graduated in 82. Of course, then came here to Dominican
for my collegiate
career. Let's see here. Alicia Cox-Harris will round things out for Coach Yee. She's a 5'4 junior out of San Jose. For the Mighty Penguins, under Gail Stammer in her fourth season, assisted by Jack Cowden, she'll be sending out Hannah Stocking, the 5'10 senior out of Ashland. Jessica Jones, a 5'10 senior out of Sacramento. Kelsey Lardner, 5'7 senior out of Auburn. Libero player tonight is Amanda Lee, the 5'1 freshman out of Daly City. Amanda Wasco, the first-year Penguin, is a 5'10 sophomore out of Honolulu. Megan Callen, the 6'1 junior out of Laverne, California. And number 15, Samantha Raines, a 6' junior out of Placerville. She went to Ponderosa High, where I did my first 2 years of my high school life. I wanted to bring to the listeners' attention that Madeline Powelson, good old number 18 Powelson, the 5'10 freshman out of Tualatin, Oregon, has been named the PacWest Freshman Academic Athlete of the Week. How about that?
Well, I mean, she's come in right away contributing on the floor, off the floor, in the classroom, no matter what. So it's been great to see. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, it really has. She has been a real difference maker for the Penguins and a big part of that five-game winning streak. Well, now start the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, everybody, we are ready for NC2A Division II volleyball, Penguin style, from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Noel Roldan, your broadcasters for set number one. Then Noel Roldan, ladies and gentlemen, will have her debut, her play-by-play debut tonight in set number two. And then she'll be working color, and Hunter is going to do play-by-play in set number three. And if it goes beyond that, well, you guys can work it out. But the Penguins are going to do everything they can to keep the Cyclones from going any further than three sets tonight.
Well, I'm very excited to be doing the play-by-play
And you're
tonight.
Also producing tonight.
And
holy
I'm
cow,
also
you've got
producing,
a lot going
got all
on.
These jobs. But real quick, I would just like to say Dominican is dedicating tonight's Think Peak match to Alicia Boy of Santa Cruz. Boy, 29, was diagnosed with breast cancer on July 17th. She has received a diagnosis of stage 2 triple negative invasive ductal carcinoma.
That doesn't sound good.
Does not sound good at all. Boy played 4 years for Monte Vista Christian School before graduating in 2002. She played for fourth year Dominican coach Gail Stammer on the City Beach Volleyball Club of Santa Clara more than a decade ago. Boy went on to play for Pepperdine University. She has a 21-month-old son, Van, with her husband of 10 years, Jared Boy. If you would like to donate to Alicia Boy, please go to GoFundMe.com/3QQQI8.
GoFundMe.com/3QQQI8.
Yes.
All right, fans, here we go. With tonight's first set, the Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlon Center, and the service point comes off by Victoria Lee, although it says that Lee is not playing, but the player wearing number 3, and I'm not sure who that is. I'm going to lean over to Coach Peter Yee and find out who's wearing number 3. Okay, Emma Baumeister is wearing number 3. Ah, yes, so there it is. So Baumeister with a winner, and the Penguins are able to thwart the defensive attempt by the Cyclones, and the Penguins very quickly are up 2-0 swag, and the senior Jessica Jones is going to serve now.
They've been
from the southern end. Go ahead.
They've been working on some aggressive serving, trying to take a lot of teams out of their system. They're trying to take this into the tomorrow's game for Holy Names.
And the kill attempt by Nina Chandrasena, she's the high scorer for the Cyclones, falls a little short, 3-0 Penguins. And here comes Jones. Jones with the runner into the back row. That's a poor leave to Powelson. Check it to Callen. Callen works it over to Hannah Stocking, who then goes back row. A good block by the libero player. That is Kate Smith for the Cyclones. And the Cyclones with their first point after the missed slam by Callen, 3-1.
This is Hannah Stocking's first game back after being injured, I think 3-4 games ago. And we have the service from
Jacobson now with the serve. No, I wanted you to talk more about the injury. to Hannah Stocking, and the Penguins dump one in the middle in the campfire. Diving for it is Baumeister. She can't get it. 4-1. Talk more about Hannah's injury.
Well, Hannah Stocking had a pretty bad bone contusion on that right foot of hers, which is has been a problem for her in her career here at Dominican. Unfortunately, she's been plagued by a few ankle injuries.
The serve by Callen, and Wasco with the put away. 5-1, set number one between the Penguins and the Cyclones from Mills College. Now the Penguins are on offense. The back set over to Wasco. Dinks it out of bounds. Wasco shanked it. You don't see that very often.
You don't see that very often at all.
Wasco's one of the most clutch go-to players in the conference, transferring over from Utah Division I just in her second collegiate year of play. And coming in for Coach Yee in place of Quinn Hanrahan is now the server, Maribel Garcia, 5'2" senior. Garcia with a nice serve to Yee in the back row. Now the set. And another miscue by Wasco. That's two in a row. Very deep on the attempted kill. 5-3. And the Cyclones are keeping it close.
This is a little bit different to see from Wasco. I know that she kind of pulled herself out of her slump last game.
Boy, Garcia just has a very strange move at the top of her serve, but she manages it very nicely. She throws it up and kind of does a little juke
at
the top. Yeah. And has a good move, though. Gets it into the back row, and the Penguins are able to get one back. 6-3, here's Wasco. Into the back row, bumped up by Jacobson. Now the Penguins on defense. The attempted kill by Chandra Sana. Penguins are right there after throwing up a wall. So now they just clear it out. Here's the back set, and it gets to Reigns, and Reigns pours one in the other side, 7-3 with a winner.
That was a beautiful back set by Kelsey Lardner. Great communications between Reigns and Lardner.
Yeah, there are few setters in the conference better than the senior. Kelsey Lardner just pulls out so many assists every game. Very consistent. 7-3. Here's Amanda Wasco, the first-year Penguin, with an ace right at the feet of Courtney Jacobson. Jacobson came flying in the middle of the back row and couldn't get to it. 8-3.
She must have heard us talking. Amanda Wasco.
Perhaps. Well, you never see Wasco with two misses in a row, and tonight we saw that. One short, one long, and the killer by Jacobson is a winner, 8-4. Check it. Not Jacobson, but Brittany Docherty, a 5'8 junior out of Pasadena. And a couple more points, and we are going to bring in Julia Harankar from the Cyclones. And the killer by Hannah Stocking. Wow. Stocking unleashes the fury. That thing must have been going about 120 miles an hour when it hit the libero player Kate Smith and ended up in the 14th row of the grandstand. 9-4 swag.
But she goes up just so soft. Like, it's just nothing to her.
Yeah. Well, that's how the great ones do it. They make it look easy. Now the lefty, that's Baumeister. She lets one fly. And Jones with the back right killer. And there's a winner. 10-4. 10-4, good buddy.
10-4, good buddy. I'm going to go get our guest.
Okay, Julia Harankar is coming up. And the jumper from Jacobson goes out of bounds. And Jacobson comes in. And swag is moving Julia Harankar, 5'7 junior out of Mendocino, who's injured. She's on the Cyclones team as Hannah Stocking lets one fly. A nice move over to the left side. The lefty Baumeister goes deep. It's 11-4. Hello, Ms. Harankar.
Hi.
It's nice to have you on the air here on Penguin Radio. We're broadcasting worldwide, but don't get nervous. Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes, it is.
Stocking with a serve very deep, but the back row knocks it out of bounds. That's Jacobson. Talk about the team. How have you guys been gelling? Well, first off, how did you get hurt?
Well, we had a tournament or a series of games in Southern California this weekend, and in our last game, I went up for a block, and the girl who was hitting landed under the net right before I landed, and my foot landed on top of hers and rolled off to the right, and I'd sprained it last year, so it's kind of weak to begin with.
Gotcha. Hannah Stocking with a service ace, 14-4, and timeout has been called by the Cyclones. Our guest on Penguin Radio is Julia Harankar. Now, you're a middle blocker normally?
Yeah, middle blocker. I've been playing a lot of outside hitter recently, but middle blocker most of the time.
And you're a junior, so have you been at Mills your entire college career?
All 3 years. This is my third season.
And this is the third year since you guys have moved into the NC2A Division III, is that right?
Yeah.
So now you're eligible to go to the postseason, but you guys, like the Penguins did 5 years ago, moved up, and you realize how much tougher it is every time you jump up.
Yeah.
And there's a big learning curve, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
You can't just move up into a new conference, a whole new association, and expect to even compete for a couple of years.
Yeah, and it's been a little bit of a struggle, but I think we're getting closer, and the team's definitely seen some good improvement this year, so that's been exciting.
Talk about the disposition of the ladies. That is, on a 19-game losing streak, some people would would drop their shoulders and not be too comfortable with coming to practice every day. But your ladies are not that, I assume. Here's Anna with the serve. And she goes
nice
to the back row,
to
Smith. Smith bumps it up, and now the smash attempted by Doherty. Doherty with the earlier winner, and she knocks a little bit wide, 15-4. What about that play right there? Is Doherty your go-to now?
Doherty's new this year. She was a transfer. She's a junior. She's absolutely fantastic. We love having her on the team. She always has positive energy, and she has been one of our big go-to hitters. She's got a good swing, and she's got really good timing on the ball.
Yeah, she's had a couple of great kills tonight.
Yeah.
Generates a ton of power with a big high jump, too.
Yeah.
16-14, the DUs are on a bit of a roll, and Hannah Stocking, another serve. She's about 8 feet to the right of center line. To the back part of the court goes Smith, and into the net now, just as we were talking about how wonderful Doherty is, she kind of missed that one.
Yeah.
Once in a while it happens.
It happens.
It happens even to the great one. 17-4, here's Stocking, the three-year lettering captain, the senior, Stocking. Gets it into the back row. Smith now will just flat-foot it over, just clears things out. Stocking with a bump. Lardner with a set. And Reigns
nice
with
set.
A smash, but a save by Smith. Now the front row, back set. Back over to Reigns, who drifts over to the right corner and buries one into the back row. 18-4. Where did that? Now, did that play fall apart, or did the Penguins just bring it too much?
I think it was probably confusing to have her slide over when...
In the front row.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Reigns.
It's really hard to tell what's going on the court as far as mentality when you're not out there.
Is that right?
Emotion. It's been.
But when you're out there, you know exactly where everything is.
It's
amazing
always.
To me that players don't run into each other more often. After 13 years of doing volleyball on this very court, I called every game in the last 13 years, and I don't remember too often the players running into each other.
It definitely happens. The goal is always to have communication that is clear enough that it doesn't happen, because obviously it's a good way to get injured. And that communication happens during practice, just figuring out who's going to go where and when, and a lot of it happens instantaneously. That's what all the mind calling and so on happens for.
Julia Harnkar, the 5'7 junior who is
5'8.
Oh, you're 5'8. Well, you're listed at 5'7.
Yeah, Pete likes 5'8, to do that.
5'8, but with no crutches. But your right ankle is purple.
Yeah.
And
I just got
off
crutches today, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't broken. It was just a bad sprain?
No, it was a bad sprain, and I think I might have torn that ligament. But
when are you expected to be back with the team?
Well, I'm hoping to start practicing again a little bit on Monday, but we'll see how it goes. My trainer says possibly real playing by Friday.
And you've been playing volleyball your whole life, I bet.
Most of it. Entire life. But that's another thing we're struggling with on this team. A lot of our... Even people who are on the court right now are very new. Alicia Cox-Harris has been playing volleyball for 2 years in her entire life.
I see.
She came fresh last year. Courtney Jacobson, who has a really good swing on the outside, used to be a tennis player and joined 3 years ago. So there's a lot of
Now, was she recruited because you guys needed players? Here's the next serve by Stocking, 22-4. Stocking goes to the back row. And it's knocked out of bounds by Courtney Jacobson. And there it is, a two-year player. Sometimes it's hard to... I mean, when those things are coming from so far away, it's hard to judge it. There's no question about it. And especially from a really good server who can put it right where she wants it. Smith now bumps it up nicely. It's saved by Cox-Harris. Nope, she didn't get it across the net. And now it's set point at 24-4.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people listening who are Penguin fans and hopefully Cyclone fans and alumni who went to Mills
nice
College athlete. Along the way. Great dig by Smith, and she left it out there for Doherty, and Doherty couldn't handle it, and the Penguins take the first set. So we'll just go another minute or two with Julia Harnkar here on Penguin Radio. We're broadcasting worldwide from the Conlon Center. You'll be a senior next year, and I assume that you'll be playing volleyball.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to that last year.
Now, so for the last couple years, has the team, you said the team has improved, but was the record any better last year? Did you guys win any games last year?
We definitely did. Part of the problem, one of the teams that we beat normally are teams either on the East Coast or there's two teams down in Southern California, which is the one that I rolled my ankle at, and we were up in that game, and it's just really hard for a team to come back from an injury in general. and the person who came in to replace me is one of the very new athletes. So that was a bummer because we were definitely on a upward trend there. And
there's a big difference between Division II and Division III teams.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
We've seen Division I teams come in, and we have the same issues, that they're just bigger, faster, stronger. It's not that they're coached any differently, but the players have more experience.
Yeah,
that's a lot
of it. Recruited. We don't recruit at all. We can't.
Of course. There's no recruiting dollars in Division III.
No, exactly.
I mean, there's almost none in Division II.
Right.
Right.
And literally, I don't think it's even allowed in our division to recruit. I know I wasn't planning on playing volleyball when I came to college. I was planning on going to college to get my degree, and it just happened to be a great coincidence that I was able to play.
And what are you studying?
Biology with an ecological theory.
Okay. Well, so you have lots of time to play volleyball because there's not much homework when you're a bio person.
Right.
Are you going to go on and be a doctor or a scientist of some sort?
No, I want to do research. So.
In?
Plant ecology.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, and especially, are you going to stay in California?
I don't know. We'll
see. Seems like a hotbed for that kind of study.
It definitely is. There's been some really cool stuff done actually close by. Ring Mountain, which is in Tiburon, has been one of my research sites. So that
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much
Juliet,
for having me.
Don't hang up yet until she turns you off. Swag, I'll duck your mic before we get it off. And thank you very much for your time tonight. Julia Harankar has been our guest. And we're going to be back in 1 minute with DJ Swag and Hunter on the play-by-play. No, Swag's first time into the booth as a play-by-play person. And I'm pretty excited, Swag. It's going to be your first chance.
I'm extremely excited. I'm a little bit nervous, but I think I'm ready.
And Hunter will do color in set two. Then you guys will switch, and you're going to hear it all right here in 30 seconds on Penguin Radio, live from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at the Conlin Recreation Center. Thank you for sitting tight with us tonight. Mills College in the house, a newly Division III NCAA school. Having a little bit of a rough time this year, trying to still get their transition going. But we're in set number two, and we're off. Service by Dominican University, helped over. And I'm not quite sure what that call was. Hunter, can you help me out with that?
Lauren Price put it away up in the front, but prior to that, one of the Mills College Cyclones came up into the net, and you can't do that here in volleyball. They got called for that relatively quickly.
Blocked by Price, point Penguins. Madeline Towson now also in for the Penguins.
Good job, though, by the Penguins coming right back and getting another point off the hand of Price. That time she got it. And
helped over again by Laura Price.
Yeah, that's three consecutive times. Price has been in the middle of the scoring. Twice, though, she's gotten the kill. The other time, the gift point from Mills College.
Fourth serve for Becca Shira. Helped up by number three. And again.
Point Cyclones.
No, it's going to be point to the Cyclones. It was just out.
Yeah, and that's just miscommunication there in the front. Shira with the good set, though, got a little too much on it and actually set it up and over the net and out of bounds. And the point goes the way of the Cyclones in that case.
Put away by Pilkerton right to the middle of the court. And here we are, 4-1, Dominican University. Valerie Larson subs in for Jessica Jones. Larson with the set. Bumped up by Mills, and put away, but just off the hands of Jacobson.
A big hit for Powelson on the left side. Powelson named as the freshman player of the week. She got a big hit in the back row off the hands of the Cyclones. That was Jacobson in the back, and a big kill for the Penguins.
Bumped up by Smith. And point Penguins.
Off to a good start. They're rolling right now here in set number one, up five, and looking to put it away early.
Baumeister helps it up, but she's too close to the net. Point for Dominican.
It looks like they call a two-touch there on Mills College. Oh, they're in the net, actually. Thank you, Laurel Grant.
Served by Larson. Service ace by Larson, and it is 8-1 here at the Conlon Recreation Center.
You know, like that, when you have a player like Valerie Larson coming off your bench, able to help in so many different ways. Gail Stammer using her to a tee.
Unfortunately, that was served a little bit long by Larson, so Mills will get the chance to get a few points back, or try to.
I might have spoken too soon there, Noel.
Yeah, Smith is up. Smith with the serve, bumped up by Lee, set by Becca, and over by Price.
Good job. That's a great communication again in the middle. Shira and Price really working well together. Looks like that chemistry's there. They're going to sub out now as Callen comes back in the game, and so does Sari Kwan. She'll go back to serve, but a good job by Becca Shira while she was on the court. Actually, she'll stay on the court, actually. That'll be Laura Price taking a seat, but still, nonetheless, a great job by that duo.
Set up by Baumeister and over by... Just made it in. Chandrasina.
Yeah, Nina Chandrasina right there. Off-balance hit. Just got enough into the court, though, and is able to find some open floor. Good play.
Up by Becca Shira. Oh, and Ken just missed it. Three, Baumeister was running for the assist, but unfortunately couldn't get it. Pilkerton is up to serve.
Megan Callen with the kill there, taking advantage of the off balance of the back row.
Helped over by Jacobson. And Callen with the tip over.
And we say so many times on the broadcast how Callen has that cannon. That's one of the terms that you coined, Noel. However, again, she can do the finesse hit right there. Just helped it across early. A good back set by Becca Shira, and she took advantage of the collapsing wall of Cyclones.
Serve over by Pilkerson, and Baumeister is up. It was blocked by Callen. Up is Pallison. Just in. Point, Penguins.
Yeah, if that ball hits any part of the line back there, that's going to be a point to Dominican. And luckily for Pallison, she's got that laser focus, and she was able to get in there. And right now, the Penguins rolling in this set here. Number two, already up 1-0. It's 12-3, and you got to like the way that Dominican's playing. Coming in with a five-match winning streak, looking to push it to six, and... you know, taking advantage of a team in Mills College that might be struggling early as they transition into Division III.
Well, it's important to, you know, we've said it, I don't, no disrespect, but Mills College is struggling a little bit, and they're obviously struggling with Dominican University tonight. So for the Dominican Lady Penguins, it's important for them to remember not to overlook these type of opponents, but to take time to really do the right thing, the textbook plays, and that's exactly what they're doing. And it's important because they have to carry that into the game that they have tomorrow night versus our rival, Holy Names.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big rematch, that game here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, 6 p.m. Side out. You can hear that game live. And you and I were talking between sets one and two, how you can't overlook, and it's tough to get up for these games almost. But really, it's an opportunity for some players to work on what they've been trying to do in practice and really put it together. And again, just repetition, and it doesn't hurt either when you're able to put so much success on the field like they've been doing.
Exactly. And we got a rally started right now between the two teams. Up by Pallison. Becca with the set. Pilkerton over. Just saved it, Jacobson. And Harris is over. Just out.
Oh, man, you got to feel for Mills College in that situation. A good job by Alicia Cox-Harris to try to save it in the middle. However, it went much too far out of bounds, and a big rally goes the way of the Penguins.
And Baumeister sets it up. Jacobson over into the net. Point Penguins. It is 14-3, ladies and gentlemen. 14-3, Dominican University. And Pilkerton is back at the line serving over. Smith gets it up. Baumeister sets to Doherty, and Doherty just hits it out.
A nice idea there by Doherty. Big set, tried to find the back corner. Shira racing over there, had to dive for it. Luckily, it went out of bounds, but a good idea as nobody was in the back court for the Penguins.
Freshman Pilkerton serves it over. Smith is up. Baumeister helps it up back to Doherty. Blocked. Oh, and a little bit of miscommunication for Mills College. It's going to be Point Penguins 16-3.
Yeah, exactly. That was a lot of miscommunication there by Emma Baumeister as well as Brittany Doctory. And unfortunately for Mills College, just the way it's been going pretty much all match.
And Pilkerton sets, bumped up by Smith. Becca setting, Paulson with the kill.
That's something the Penguins have been so good at. You let them hang around a little too much, the rallies continue and they get longer and longer. The Lady Penguins in years past might have buckled under that pressure, but now they just love it. They feast off the momentum and they just look for that big hit. When they do, they don't miss their opportunity.
I couldn't agree more, Hunter. We got Paulson with the save. Shira just bumps it over quick. And that was something different. I'm not used to seeing that from Shira. That was a nice quick play, very smart. I think she's taking some notes from senior Kelsey Lardner.
Becca Shira, seen her playing time improve over the last couple of matches. Usually sets the ball that time, saw the opportunity to help it across quickly. Does so, gets the point, and a big job by the Penguins right now. They're up 18-4 in this one, Noelle.
Exactly. Pilkerton served it out, so Doherty is going to serve for Mills College, and she goes and serves it out as well. Point Penguins, 19-4 at Dominican University. This is the second match, second set, and Paulson is up to serve. Paulson, freshman of the week academically right now, serves it over. Up by Doherty, Baumeister to Harris. Harris over, off the hands of Pilkerton, and Siri Kwan diving, trying to save it just off the hands. So that's going to go back to Mills College. It is 19-5. And Harris is up to serve for Mills. It is over. Up, bumped up by Kwan. Shira to Callen, and Callen over. Like I said before, it's just textbook. It's nice to see Dominican is not overlooking this opponent, but taking the time to really do the right things.
Yeah, that's what you do, and you keep doing that over the course of the season. You're going to win more often than not, and the Lady Penguins have really gotten into a groove with the five-match winning streak, looking to push it to six, really doing all the right things, cutting down on the errors, playing deliberate, solid volleyball.
Exactly. So it's going to be a kill by Jessica Jones off the hands of Nina Chandrasina. And Lee is going to go back to serve. It is 21-5. And it's going to be off the hands of Doherty. Doherty gets it up, over. Shira, there's a little bit of miscommunication. Shira tried to set for Laura Price. Laura Price didn't know that it was coming to her, but Shira is going to be taking the place of our senior, Kelsey Lardner. How do you feel about that?
I think this is a good match in which you want to let a sophomore like Shira get some experience, allow her to get her communication and her rhythm down with some of the bigger hitters on this team.
I couldn't agree more.
And she's already proving her worth right now. She's got a lot of sets, a lot of set assists. She just got a block right there for the 22nd Dominican point. So Shira, who's really coming into her own in this season and looking to get more playing time, this is a big match for her.
Chandrasina up and in the face of Paulson. Paulson didn't know what to do with it, and that's going to be point to Mills College, 22-7.
Yeah, Paulson caught a little flat-footed in that situation and a tough hit there.
It was a very tough hit by Nina Chandrasina, and here we go. We got Jacobson serving over, bumped up by Jessica Jones. Shira sets it for Pilkerton, but blocked by Hanrahan.
You don't see that too often. And Pilkerton, she looked back as soon as she got blocked and had almost a look of bewilderment.
Was a little bit surprised herself. Jacobson with the set over. Jessica Jones bumps it up. Shira up. Back to Pilkerton. Round two. And Mills was able to get it up. Chandrasina serves it. Saved by Paulson. Up by Shira. Over Pilkerton. Just off the hands of Baumeister. That was a pretty good rally.
And it's good to see Pilkerton, the young freshman. She, again, another one of those players that didn't start off getting a whole lot of playing time.
Exactly.
Once she did, Gail Stammer saw how valuable that left arm was. And in that situation, she got blocked early, put it behind her, and went ahead and put it away.
And it's 23-8 in Conlin. Pilkerton with the block.
And Pilkerton right there with the block.
Exactly. It's going to be set point 24-8, Dominican University.
And they're all rolling right now. I mean, you're looking, and you mentioned it, Noelle, how they're playing deliberately. They're working on the little things, working on fundamentals. Everything you do in practice, playing against each other, there's only so much of that you can do. It's almost like pretend volleyball in some regards. It doesn't match up to the speed of an actual game. No disrespect to Mills College, a team that's been struggling, but this is a game in which, a match in which the Dominicans can really grow even more and get ready to go for PacWest play. And one of the nice things about not playing in your conference is that in the event that you do lose and you can work with stuff, it doesn't count for that. You know, you look at an overall record of 7-14, seven wins, that's a lot. But really, you don't think of anything else other than the PacWest and where the Lady Penguins, slowly but surely, every single year, have been making strides, and it's something you love to see. You like to see the players like Becca Shira get those reps in and then deliver as well.
Exactly. Peter Yee, Coach Yee calls the timeout. We're just coming out of that timeout right now. We had a sub, Jessica Jones, or Valerie Larson for Jessica Jones. Larson is going to be at the line serving for Dominican University, and we're off up by Smith. Baumeister with the set, Dougherty over, and just saved by Pilkerton. Lee saves it, up over by Shira. Smith with the bump, set by Baumeister, and Sandrasina goes for the kill. Shira up, Lee up, and Paulson hits it over, just missing the line. So it's going to be point for the Cyclones, 24-9, Dominican University. And I think Coach Yee told the Cyclones something. They're trying to hang on. They have a little bit of fight left. Smith is going to be back at the line for the serve, and it's over. Bumped up by Larson. Shira sets. Paulson with the hit. Up by Jacobson. Over to Sandrasina, who gets it over. Larson saves it, and it's over by Paulson off the hands of Smith. And that is set number two, ladies and gentlemen, 25-9 in the Conlin Recreation Center. So we lead two sets. Dominican is trying to finish this in two games tonight. They're crossing over, and I think one thing that Dominican is doing a good job tonight is they're making Mills play with them, not playing with Mills. And sometimes it's hard when you have a team that's a little bit on the slower end. You know, it's easy to play down to somebody else's level, but they're definitely making Mills rise to the occasion. And as we saw, they tried to hang on in that last set, but unfortunately they weren't able to stop Dominican University's role. They have a lot of momentum right now.
Yeah, you got to give Mills College some credit. They're not fighting. They're 0-19. They know it. Everybody else knows it. They're still going to go out there and play hard. And on the opposite side of that, as you mentioned, Dominican having to not play to the level of their opponent but play above that. You're an athlete here at Dominican, Noel, and I want to ask you, about how do you get yourself up for a game where you know that your opponent might not be to the level of others that you might have seen during the season?
Well, I mean, at this point, you have to look at it as practice, and you practice how you play. And everybody has stuff to work on. It doesn't matter if you're D1. It doesn't matter if you're NBA. Everybody has stuff to work on. And so what's important to remember is that when you come out and you step on the court, you have to consistently get better every single day. Otherwise, you're just wasting time. There's no reason to be here. And so something that Dominican ladies have to realize tonight is that they need to get, you know, certain things down, like their transition off the net, closing the block, tooling off the block, stuff that they've been working on all year, because in this next leg coming up, you know, Holy Name's our rival. Anything can happen in a rival game. And also Hawaii, which is a big trip. It's tough to go on the road and go play on the islands, let me tell you, because they're rough out there.
Yeah, they're absolutely. And we want to remind our listeners that tomorrow the Lady Penguins return to PacWest play in a rematch versus Holy Names. That is a PacWest conference game, so big implications for the Lady Penguins. For those of our volleyball alumni out there, they are invited to join for alumni night. You enjoy some drinks, snacks, and more. Side out again is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and if you can't make it out to the Igloo, to the Conlin Center, you can always hear that game live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to the Conlin Center live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein alongside Noel Rodan, and the Lady Penguins are in the driver's seat. They lead Mills College 2-0 in this best of five match. And the Lady Penguins on somewhat of a winning streak. They've won their five consecutive victories, matching their conference win total from 2012. Last time out, a sweep over NDNU. That was on Tuesday. And the Lady Penguins are looking for win number 6 in a row. And that would give Dominican at least 8 overall wins for the first time since 2008, when Dominican's volleyball program finished at 11-11 overall. The Lady Penguins in firm position to do that tonight as they lead 2-0. They won first set number 125-4. They won set 225-9. And really, Noelle, the Lady Penguins have been getting contributions all over the board. Early on in set one, you saw the normal starters, but after that, a lot of the bench players coming off and making huge dividends. Rebecca Shira being one, maybe two there. Megan Callen had 3 in set number 2. Maddie Powelson, 4. We talked about her already. Won the freshman of the week in the PacWest. 9 different Penguins have had kills in this match.
That's so impressive to see the scoring all over the board like that. And I'd like to call attention to Laura Price coming in and contributing tonight, having some really good blocks and some sneaky plays right there at the net.
And we're underway in set number 2, and the Cyclones get off to the fast start on the service ace by Emma Baumeister. Hit the net, the lefty serve hit the net and then went over, dove in front of Amanda Lee. This serve, though, too far outside, just out of bounds, and a service error evens this thing up at 1 apiece. Hannah Stocking back into the game. She didn't get a whole lot of time in set number 2, understandably, as her set goes straight into the net, and back-to-back service errors, one for Mills, one for Dominican, and all of a sudden it's 2-1, Cyclones advantage.
Well, Stocking's coming off that foot injury. It's definitely hurt her pretty bad. So, unfortunately, this is probably just a game that she needs to rest up and get ready for Holy Names.
Big save by Mills College, keeps the ball alive. They go back set to Laura Price. Laura and Wasco, though, get caught up in front of the net as it looked like Laura trying to go backwards for the ball. Wasco was coming in. Laura didn't see her at all, and the ball fell at the feet of both of them. It's 3-1 now. Dominican's trail, a big service by Mills College. Ball still alive. Powelson goes big hit, too far in the backcourt. And all of a sudden, it's a 3-point advantage for Mills College, just 4-1.
I want to talk about that bullet serve by Dougherty. Dougherty's back up. See if we get another one, and we do.
Yeah, back row. Helped in front of the net. There's Price, tries to put it away. Dougherty bumps it up in front of the net now for Mills College. Back row. There's Lee. Diving attempt by Kelsey Lardner. It goes out of bounds, and Mills College looks like a completely different team. Early in set number 3, it's 5-1. I mean, this is a team that, again, we mentioned 0-19, and really they haven't won a set all season, and they're on off to a great start here in set number 3, a must win as the Penguins will call a timeout. Gail Stammer wants to talk to her team, get them regrouped, and very un-Penguin-like early here in set 3. 5-1, Mills College leads.
I think they just underestimate their opponent right now, which is understandable with the last 2 sets, but you can't come out here and just think that a team's going to give it to you. You know, they're not. They're a college team. Regardless of what division they are, they're NCAA. They're going to come out here and they're going to compete, so you can't just overlook them. You have to finish the match.
Yeah, Mills College, NC2A, Division 3, the Lady Penguins in Division 2, of course. Dominican, we mentioned the 5-match winning streak, overall record 7-14, and really have just been riding a wave of momentum. A lot of sweeps, a lot of 4-set matches, a sweep over NDNU on Tuesday, and the big serve by Dougherty. The line drive bullet, too far in the backcourt though, and it's a service ace. The Penguins finally break that streak that Mills College had going. They now trail 5-2. Sari Kwan back to serve. She leads the team in service aces. So Gail Stammer's going to play her most consistent server. Back row for Mills. They go across the court. It's cross court to Hannah Stocky. Lardner, Powelson in the middle. Bumped up. Helped across by the Cyclones. There's Sari Kwan. She goes to Wasco. Wasco helps it across. Bumped up in front of the net. There's a battle. Back row too far outside in Mills College. Really had an opportunity to put it away and kind of whiffed on that one. That was number 10, Hannah Hanrahan, and had a good look at it, a good leave, just too much on it. Point to the Penguins, 5-3, they trail. Series serve is backcourt. Helped across, big hit, bumped up by Lardner. There's Kwan. They go left side, Powelson. She just helps it across, diving attempt by the Cyclones. Ball still alive. Back to Hanrahan, back row, bumped up. Left side, there's Powelson. She just helps it across, back row. Cyclones, Mills, big kill attempt, blocked in front of the net. Ball still alive up in the air. Somehow they save it. And Lardner will set for Powelson diving attempt helps it across. Very un-Penguin-like. Block in front of the net by Sam Raines, and that'll do it. And a pretty dramatic rally there, if you want to call it that.
I think
Noel, that one went back and forth, and the Penguins might have caught in a break.
Exactly. Coach Yee calls a timeout to get Mills together. I think he's worried because the lead is now gone from 5-1 to 5-4. After that last block, you saw Sam Raines getting a little bit frustrated. I think what she turned and said to her team was, listen, we need to stop playing around and start playing that Penguin ball that we have been playing. They just need to get back in the game.
Yeah, Lady Penguins. Convincing wins in matches sets 1 and 2, 25-4, 25-9, and really not playing anything close to where they were just a few minutes ago. They've turned it around, though, put up 3 unanswered, and have cut the deficit to 1, 5-4. Set number 3, Lady Penguins lead 2-0. It'll be Raines, Powelson, Wasco, Lardner, Stocking, and Kwan back to serve. They're on the southern end of the Collins Center. The cue if you're looking at your keyboard at home, and a service ace by Sari Kwan, and the team leader in that category. Right back to where she picked up. We're all tied up. 5-5, brand new game.
Start back from 0.
Kwan, runner. Back row. Set for Mills. Hanrahan off the hands. Diving attempt by Kwan. She saves it. They go to Wasco. Wasco goes back row. Off the hands awkwardly. Somehow saved by the Cyclones. They just help it across back row. There's Lardner. Now to Kwan. Back to Wasco. Wasco finds the back row, but it's bumped up. Ball in the middle. Hanrahan just helps it across. They set for Sam Raines. Raines puts it away.
Raines coming out with a little bit of fire, like I said before. I think she's just tired of this. She's like, let's put this away, ladies. Let's play exactly like we know we can.
And the Lady Penguins take their first lead of set number three in this match, 6-5, and that'll extend to 7-5 as a service ace back-to-back for Sari, or her second, I should say, for Sari Kwan of the set, 7-5, and it looks like the Penguins are back on track.
There we go.
Kwan serve, back row. This is not an ace. Instead, it's bumped up by the Cyclones, helped across by Jacobson, back row. Lardner goes left side, Powelson, back row bumped up. They set back to Jacobson. She's blocked in front of the net by Wasco. 8-5.
Wasco coming out of her shell a little bit. Nice to see. A little bit late in set 3, but hopefully she can carry that over till tomorrow.
Kwan, runner, big serve off the hands of Garcia and out of bounds. Another ace, her third of the set, 9-5. Dominican leads.
Coach Gail Stammer has been stressing aggressive serving, trying to take teams out of their system. And
there's another one. Kwan, who served and found the libero, Katie Smith. She tried to hit it up. Hanrahan came out of nowhere, tried to save it, and no one was there on the other side. Another service ace, another point. This one off the hands of Smith, off the hands of Hanrahan, back row, and another service ace. Sari Kwan is on a roll. It's 11-5.
Just such consistency from Kwan. Every time we see her get subbed in, we know that she's going to go back there and get the job done. And it's so good to have in a player.
Yeah, you talk about how aggressive serving, and really, if you know Sari Kwan, she's one of the most competitive people out there.
Yes, very much so.
And you can't talk to her as another service ace by Kwan, and I'm sounding like a broken record. It's 12-5, but really, not to digress at all, but Sari Kwan is one of the most competitive people I think I've ever met. Her classmates and her teammates agree as well. Once she steps onto that court, it's all business. And she's will be the first to tell you it does not matter what the team's record is, as that was Jacobson who hit it outside the antenna, and it will be a point to the Penguins. 13-5 now, and the Lady Penguins emphatically answer after being down 5-2 at one point.
Well, it just looks like Mills is a little bit confused right now. They don't know what to do because Kwan has literally been so consistent. She's going to the same players every single time. But I think I spoke too soon, Hunter.
Yeah, Sari Kwan putting a little too much English on that one as it goes out of bounds in the back row. 13-6 now, and the service error will end the momentum, end the streak, and give Mills a point and give them the ball back as well.
That was an 8-point streak, however.
12-1 run.
12-1 run. I was wrong.
Smith serve, bumped up by Kwan. They go to Lardner. She goes to Powelson. Powelson helps it across, though, in front of the net. Quickly helped across by Mills. There's Reigns. Wasco bumps it in front of the net. Ball still alive. Smith has to clear it. She does. Kwan in the middle. Goes to Lardner. They're going to Reigns. Reigns tries to put it away, and it goes into the net. And really, miscommunication and mistiming there as Reigns, who looked like she was set up for it, hit it awkwardly right into the net. The Penguins cough up the point. 13-7 now. Smith's serve goes to Wasco. And goes back row. They'll go to Santa Stocking. Stocking finds the back left corner, puts it away. The killer, it's 14-7.
It's good to see Stocking get in there and get just a little bit of playing time here and there. You don't want to stress that foot too much because we're definitely going to need her for the last leg of the season. But, you know, it's always good to get her in there and get a few hits in.
Wasco and Lardner take a seat as Rebecca Shira back in the game. She serves. Pilkerton also came in. Left side, Mills, back row to Dominican. Shira helps it across, and as she was doing that, they call a two-touch on Mills, and another point for the Penguins. Excuse me, a point for Mills as they get the ball back. It's 14-8 now, and it'll be Chendersina back to serve. From the right side, she does. There's Kwan. Now to Shira. She sets for Pilkerton. Pilkerton helps it across lefty style. Bumped up by Mills. Back court, Jacobson finds the line for the kill, and back-to-back points for the Cyclones. 14-9 now, Dominican still leads.
Well, the Cyclones have a good, they have a knack for just having glimpse of brilliance, and that's all part of the struggle, that's all part of the transition, you know?
Chinderisa's serve goes to Shira. Now the Penguins scramble, have to help it across. Saved by the Clones. Left side blocked by Sam Reigns. That was Jacobson who tried to put it away, and it goes out of bounds. And Jacobson with the kill. A big block by Sam Reigns, however, didn't go the way they wanted it to.
No, Jacobson was great there. She just tooled right off the block, off the hands of Sam Reigns, right out of bounds.
Just like that, the Cyclones are in double digits, only trailing by 4, 14-10 now. Lady Penguins lead. They set for Powelson, off-balance hit, back row bumped up. Smith in the back row, goes to Kwan now. To Shira, left side, Sam Reigns. Diving attempt by Mills. They save it. Jacobson just bumps it up. Nobody there to find it, though, as frustration, really, if you're a Mills College Cyclone fan. And point to the Penguins, 15-10.
That was all just miscommunication. They literally all stared at each other.
Powelson, back row. Smith bumps it up. Is anyone going to get there? Diving attempt, and they save it. Jacobson back row to the Penguins. Back set to Sam Reigns. Reigns tries to put it away. Nothing doing. Awkward hit by Baumeister, and it goes out of bounds. Point to the Penguins. 16-10. And the Cyclones are forced to call a timeout.
The Cyclones are looking a little bit frustrated. I mean, you can't blame them. I would be frustrated too. But unfortunately, the frustration is causing them to have miscommunication errors. It's dumb things, you know, like staring at each other and not knowing who's going to go and bump the ball, or, you know, not calling the ball out when it gets helped over the net. It's the little things, and it's only a game of six right now, and so if they were to cut out those errors, then this would actually be a pretty close match.
You could even argue that they might still have the lead at this point.
At this point, I would totally agree because, I mean, everything – the Lady Penguins haven't been playing great volleyball right now. They're miscommunicating as well. I have not seen so many volleyball players run into each other in this set.
We want to remind you that this broadcast is property of the Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California. Any reproduction or rebroadcasting is strictly prohibited without express written consent of Penguin Radio. Back underway, 16-10 as Dominican leads. Sari Kwan goes left side. There's Stocking who puts it away, and Katie Smith in the back row had no chance.
A beautiful kill by Stocking. It was great to see the elevation. Obviously, that foot is not holding her back too much.
17-10, and really an encouraging sign if you're a Penguin fan. Big looping serve by Powelson. Gets in there for the ace. That was number 13, Alicia Cox-Harris, running into her own teammate as the ball hit off her hand and rolled off to the floor, and the Penguins with an 8-point lead, 18-10. I spoke too soon as the service error coughs up the point and the ball. Cyclones get a gift, 18-11 now. Jacobson will go back to serve.
That was interesting by Paulson. We had a very soft floater and then all of a sudden just a monster serve.
Jacobson serve goes back row. Paulson, Shira sets for Reigns, and Reigns, another punishing blow by the junior off of Jacobson's hands and out of bounds. Reigns with the kill. She'll go back to serve. 19-11. Lady Penguins lead. They lead 2-0, and they win this one. It's all over, and the Lady Penguins' winning streak will go to 6. Cox tries to put it away. Instead, it goes right into the net. Mills College, another mistake by the Cyclones. The Lady Penguins have entered the red zone. It's 20-11. Reigns, hand up. Serve. Smith bumps it up. It went into the net. That was Baumeister who tried to, really a desperation, to try to find some hand on that ball. But nothing doing as it went into the net. Lady Penguins with the serve. 21-11, they lead. Smith bumps up. They go left side to Daugherty, and Daugherty finds the back corner.
That was a beautiful hit by Daugherty, just finding the back left corner. That was the best hit I've probably seen all night.
21-12, Dominican still leads. Cox-Harris back to serve. Big looping one, almost like a knuckleball, back row. Shira sets for Stocking on that left ankle, testing it as she tries to put it away. Big play up in front of the net. Diving attempt by Powelson as she saves it. Ball still alive. They go left side to Pilkerton. Pilkerton in the middle. Diving attempt by the Cyclones. They save it. Lee calls everybody off, wants the ball, goes to Stocking. Stocking goes awkwardly into the net. Didn't get the best takeoff on that one. 21-13 as the point goes the way of Mills.
You can tell she's having a little bit of problem with her lateral movement.
It might be favoring that ankle. I'll tell you who's not favoring the ankle is Laura Price after a beautiful set by Becca Shira. Price puts it away on the right side, 22-13. Lardner will enter the game. Wasco will enter the game. Bowelson and Pilkerton and Shira will take a seat. It's 22-13. Lady Penguins inching closer. And closer to their sixth consecutive match win. Service ace by Lardner, and just like that, the Penguins get another point. 23-13.
Hopefully the Penguins can get back on track. We want them to play almost perfect. That's what's important right now.
Lardner serve, back row, bumped up by Jacobson. They go left side to Daugherty. Daugherty too far out, and it went to the back row. She really put a lot of English on that, but was unable to find the court. And well, now they're giving the point to the Cyclones.
Net. Somebody on the Penguin side touched the net.
Well, anyway, it's 23-14 now after the point goes the way of the Cyclones. Left side, Wasco. Wasco puts it away. Smith really tried to dig that one out. So did Jacobson. Neither of them came up with it. And now it all of a sudden is match point, 24-14.
We were a little bit nervous there in the beginning, Hunter.
That seems like everything's okay now. There's a serve, the left side. They go off the hands of Allison in the front, and it goes out of bounds. And that'll do it. The Lady Penguins with the point, 25-14, your final in set number 3. They win the match in 3 straight. Pretty convincing fashion. They win set number 1, 25-4, set number 2, 25-9, set number 3, 25-14. The Lady Penguins,
in an hour and 9 minutes, beat Mills College in 3. Played pretty flawless volleyball, I'd have to say, if not... Maybe forgetting the last set there. The first 2 sets were great volleyball by the Lady Penguins, which is important because we have a big matchup tomorrow against our rival, Holy Names, at 6 p.m. I will be here. Hunter, will you be here?
I believe so. Dominican wins in 3 as they beat Mills College. They improved their overall record to 8-14 and have won at least 8 overall wins for the first time since 2008. Mills College will go to 0-20. However, they played inspired volleyball at times. The Lady Penguins, though, took care of business as they well should have. Our next broadcast comes tomorrow night, October 26th, against Holy Names as we re-enter PacWest play. The Lady Penguins, riding a 6-match winning streak, will try to keep it going live here at the Conlin Center. For Noel Rodan, for Stuart Horn, I'm Hunter Hornstein, reminding you the final score. The Lady Penguins win in 3. They beat Mills College Cyclones here on Penguin Radio. Have a great night, everybody.